Well, here we are back at InForum Live, InForum 2019, Energizing EAM. I'm Susie McKenzie, and I am here with the amazing Christine Tusa. And if you are from the New Orleans area, you'll know that name, Tusa. But the thing is that we're reaching out to people that aren't here in New Orleans at InForum 2019. So I'm just going to say, you got to just jump right in, Christine, and tell us where it all started.
All right, Central Grocery. Well, it is it's a legend of a grocery store here in New Orleans. My cousins actually own and operate it. It's been around for over 100 years. So a lot of people have said to me, oh my gosh, your family has made this sandwich called the muffalata, and they've been feeding my family for years. Every Saturday, Mom and Dad would go down and grab muffalatas and bring them to the family picnic. So I've heard that every time I come here to New Orleans. But yeah, the Tusa family is pretty famous here in New Orleans. There's a lot of us here. I actually live in Austin, Texas, but my cousins that live here just run this fantastic grocery store. They make this muffalata, which every piece of bread, every loaf is handmade with love. And then on the inside is Italian meats, Italian cheese, but this olive spread that they put in there, it is the most salty and delicious thing ever. So what it is, it's chopped up olives really fine, cauliflower, carrots, salt, pepper, and some seasoning, and a lot of olive oil. And it just is, it's so delicious.
Oh, it is. And when you walk in Central Grocery, the smell, there's got to be some garlic in there somewhere.
Oh, you know there is.
Because you walk in, and the immediate, it's like olive oil garlic perfume. You know, it's like an atomizer. It's like if it were an essential oil to, you know, put a fragrance in the room. It is awesome, and you immediately want to get a muffalata. There's just no question about it.
Yes, and when you walk into the store, it literally is like walking into the 1950s.
Oh, it is.
They've kept it the same. I mean, it's been around for over 100 years. I think 1906 is when the grocery store opened, and yeah.
There's a plaque that says it.
Yeah.
You would know the date better than I. But it is, you are stepping back in time when you walk in there.
Yes.
It is a New Orleans institution. I mean, there is no doubt about it. I'm a Louisiana native. My husband is not. He is Scott McKenzie of Industrial Talk, and he does all these other interviews. He fell in love with Central Grocery when he was working in New Orleans at the time. And I joked with him and said, I'm the Louisiana native, and you know 10 times more about New Orleans than I do, because he worked here and he was going to lunch at all these places. And he would go to Central Grocery, get the muffalata and the root beer or whatever, the little bottle, like they still sell the drinks in the little bottles, and stand up at the counter.
Yeah.
Guys, you stand up at a counter at Central Grocery,
yeah,
and there are a few little places to sit.
Yes.
But it's a grocery store that sells sandwiches.
Yes. And might I add, the pairing of, your husband likes the root beer. My favorite is to pair it with an orange soda. It is delicious.
You got the orange soda going on with the muffalata?
Oh yes, my gosh. It's my favorite.
Oh my gosh. And the layers of meat are just insane. So here you are. Your name is Tusa. But you're at InForum 2019 talking about EAM. Like, make the connection for us.
Okay. So I actually grew up in the food and beverage industry. And here I am at InForum. And I am part of the Asset Management Solutions Group, selling to food and beverage customers.
Okay, if there's such a thing as full circle, that's it.
I know. So I actually grew up in a vending, catering, and office coffee business as a kid. I took my kindergarten naps underneath my dad's desk. And after I woke up, I was put to work, and I was taking inventory of candy bars and chips and, you know, cans of soda, to counting money in the money room, to washing dishes. So I did it all.
Oh my goodness, that's awesome.
And then my dad said, well, you need to go get a real job, when I was 16. And so then I went and got a real job working for other people to get different experience. But in college, I wanted to do an internship, and I was able to do an internship at Frito-Lay, which is also an EAM food and beverage customer.
I'm always amazed. Now, this is a little side note here, but how dots get connected in people's lives. I mean, seriously.
I know. I'm kind of
Frito-Lay
like
is an EAM customer, and here you are, Energizing EAM. You're at InForum. I mean, come on. You can't make this stuff up.
I know. I keep pinching myself. I'm like, is this really my life? How did this all happen? So I'm thrilled. I'm excited. Food and beverage is so much fun. It can be very complex, right? It's all about these customers don't have big profit margins, right? And so how do we help them save money so they can make more money? Because they're all trying to grow, right? They're all trying to figure out how to do business differently, how to be smarter. And a lot of that, it's data, but it's capturing that data, and it's really challenging in a hustle and bustle environment.
Okay, so you mentioned data and the capturing of the data. Do you work with the analyzing of it?
Yes.
As well, and then assist the customer in saying, okay, so you've got all these numbers here. What do we do with them?
Right.
So what do they mean?
It's really asking, okay, what is driving your business? And that's also known as key performance indicators. So that typically comes from the top down. Okay, so everybody's got these key performance indicators that they're trying to track and measure. The problem is this data sits in all these different sources, or it's in different spreadsheets, or it's in paper binders or on a clipboard that's trying to get to a spreadsheet. And it's got so many people that are touching this data. And so that data, the truth of that data can be lost, right? And so the goal to help customers truly save money is to make sure that that data is accurate, that it's governed, meaning that it comes from one source and we know that that number is right. It hasn't been touched so many times that we're still not sure. We're still arguing at the water cooler about, hey, are you sure that number's right? Because it's got to, you know, you got to report that up to the top, right? Mm-hmm. And you know, people, their lives, their careers, everybody's depending on doing things accurately. And so you're talking about, you know, is our lines moving? Do we have peaches and tomatoes that are going down the line? What if something breaks? You know, then that's cost them a lot of money.
Because of where you come from, mm-hmm. you have a deep-seated understanding of the importance of that. I mean, someone else could hear that and say, are the tomatoes moving on the conveyor belt? And it's like, no big deal. But you know, because you come from there,
yeah.
No, you don't understand. Everything can shut down. You may not be able to buy your ketchup tomorrow.
Right.
I mean, seriously, there is an end to this that we don't, you know, an end result that we may not want to have.
Right.
So we've got to make sure that all this stuff on the front end is handled, correct?
Right. And a lot of companies and a lot of people don't understand that capturing data from different source systems can be done quickly.
Hmm.
There is a way with Infor. We have a product and we have solutions.
And that's EAM, correct?
EAM and Burst. Actually.
And they pull it all together.
Pull it all together.
I can see how that would be a daunting task, though, for the end user, for the customer, and just going, how do we make sense of this? There's just no way. I don't want to call it negativity because it's not negativity, but that sense of it can't be done is more of a natural human reaction than it can be done.
Well, in the past, it would take years to pull all that data together. And by the time that they would pull all that data together,
It had changed.
Something's out of date. This product doesn't work with this product. This one needs to be upgraded. It's just overwhelming. But with EAM and Burst, which is the Infor analytics platform, we can roll out an enterprise implementation in 6 months, where in my past life, when I was doing data aggregation, it would take 3 years.
Oh, wow. Everything can change. I mean, things change rapidly, but in that amount of time. So with starting out with EAM, you already are ahead of the game as far as, like you said, being able to do these things quickly.
Yes.
Which to me is such a benefit to your customer.
Yes.
Because they can make money faster. They can see when a company is making money, it's providing for families. It's not about this, just the dollar bill waving in the air, and we got to just pile them up and make a bunch of them. It's about moms being able to feed a child. It's about dads being able to take care of a family. It's about single women who are helping to care for their elderly parents. That's what it's all about.
And we have food processors that want to help feed developing countries, that want to help feed the world where they can. And so why not help them reach their goal by helping them see where they can save money, where they can cut the cost? And you can do that whenever you're tracking your assets and your production lines and you're doing preventative maintenance. So you can do that, but a lot of times, hey, we've got to, you know, also track our assets, our maintenance, our fleet, but we also have to pull in from different source systems because not all data, you know, sits in your maintenance systems.
Well, let me ask you this. Does your family that comes from the food and beverage industry and you know, cousins and in immediate family, do they know what you do? Do they understand what you do and see the connections?
Yes and no.
I mean, you know, we've got Central Grocery here in New Orleans with olive salad that's to die for, and you've got Christine Tusa over there in Austin managing data.
They get a little overwhelmed with the data.
Oh, do they?
They're like, we don't even know what that is.
Like, what the heck is that? It's all intuitive.
Yeah, they're like, I'm like, you know, those fancy dashboards are like, no.
What's a dashboard?
Yeah, what's a dashboard?
I love the story. See, I love the story. I love that here at Inform 2019, and especially here in the EAM neighborhood, we're seeing a lot of different people. And I mean, the word diversity, I have to use it. It's diverse in that everyone has a different story and they've come to this place from another place.
Yeah.
And I love it that your talents as a woman, but also your history, your family history, has been utilized, if you will, to bring you here to where you can be of greatest benefit to your customer. What do you think about that? Do you see yourself as being able to bring something unique, a unique value to the table?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I'm still pinching myself. Like, is this really what's happened in my life? Because I grew up, you know, in the food and beverage, taking those kindergarten naps, doing inventory and, you know, washing dishes and watching all the different food service reps come in, and my dad would fill out the order forms, and yeah, I just knew everybody. I went to conferences as a kid, so yeah, I'm like, pinch me. This is amazing.
You know, I have a friend who's actually our financial planner, and she grew up in Metairie, and her parents owned a bakery, and she jokes about it because she's now has her own. You know, I have no idea what I can say and can't say. So it's a very well-known financial planning franchise. And she jokes about how, yeah, they had six kids and the dad would get them up and they were rolling dough at 5 a.m. before school. She goes, oh, yeah, child labor at an early age.
Yes, well.
And they were all working in the family bakery. And here she is now. Entrepreneurship just comes naturally to her, or just owning something and running it is second nature to her. Just like for you, going full circle, using your talents and gifts with technology, being a woman in technology, but it's related to the food and beverage industry. And then you also did Frito-Lay, which uses EAM. I gotta tell you.
I know.
That's just crazy. And we keep talking about over and over again. We don't mean to keep repeating the same theme, but sometimes I think these are the stories that get lost. And I know that in Industrial Talk, at Inform 2019, what I've seen is a desire to personalize and humanize business and industry. Because it is about people. Because guess what? You know, nothing happens. Nothing happens. Nothing happens until people get involved.
Absolutely. We're all human. We're all trying to do our best. We're all trying to help each other. But to be able to help in a way that puts food on people's table and to nourish their body and their tummies or for celebration, whatever it might be. You know, yeah, it means a lot to me.
It means a lot.
Yeah, that's how I grew up.
So they say keep Austin weird. Is Austin as weird as New Orleans?
I think so. It's a little different weird, but yeah, we've got all the live music which is fantastic.
Oh, Austin's awesome. I mean, Austin City Limits has been on for 100 years almost, you know, with the you know, just so much to offer on the music scene.
Right, we've got Formula One coming up, which I don't know that.
We love, we're Formula One fans. Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Well,
surprise.
Ferrari, if I didn't don't know if you know this, but Ferrari is a massive Infor customer. So.
I do know, because the rock star, Heather Prue, what happened to be, we had a little text exchange there when she was in, I believe, Monte Carlo.
Yes.
And we found out that Infor was a Ferrari sponsor, which is awesome. And I have to say that's probably the genesis. Although I have personally met Mario Andretti, I just want to say, I have a picture to prove
nice.
It.
Nice.
He's Formula One, right?
Nice.
Am
yes.
I right?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, last year I got to hang out with the Ferrari crew.
Oh, wow.
And so that
was that just the coolest thing ever?
Cool. I got to go in the garage and watch them work on all the cars and get them ready to take off. You talk about collecting data and you talk about dashboards. It was a data girl's
It must
dream.
Be so precise. I can't even imagine
right?
how precise it has to be. It's just amazing to me. No, we're big Formula One fans, and you were there.
I was there. I have pictures. I'll have to share
it with
you.
I say that to people all the time. Like, I have pictures to prove it.
Yes. Well, if you go on my LinkedIn page, it's Christine Tusa.
Okay.
T-U-S-A. T is in Texas. USA. There you go.
Well, there we go.
So if you go on my LinkedIn page, my banner page is a picture of me with the crew.
Oh, that's so cool.
I know.
That's so cool. Well, let me ask you this. We're going to just take another little turn. What have you enjoyed the most about being here at Inform 2019?
Oh, just connecting with everybody. You know, just being here in person with everybody in the same room or, the some of the dinner parties that we've had. It's so fun to see everybody. And then also, oh, so-and-so, I want you to meet so-and-so. You know, just making introductions and just connecting the dots.
I had that conversation with Allison within four, and she said she loved doing that was, to find that person and go, oh, you got to go meet him. He's at the coffee stand. Let me bring you over. And then she really enjoyed that. It was like a rush to be able to introduce these people that had worked together but maybe never met in person.
Very true.
But,
very
I mean, true. Don't you think technology has made that so prevalent now?
Yes.
Where people work together but never meet in person.
Yes. Yeah. I still have a customer that I keep in touch with. My first job in technology was at Dell, and there was a customer of mine, Mike DiMartino. We've never met in person, but we still stay in contact.
But there's never been
no.
a handshake or a hug or
Nothing.
Anything.
Isn't that funny? And that was, 20 years, I can't remember.
I just think
ago.
This world we live in has endless possibilities. Well, Christine Tusa, your story is so unique. Thank you for sharing it at Inform 2019 to help us energize EAM. Stay tuned, everybody, for lots more exciting interviews. Up, conversations.
You're listening to the Industrial Talk Podcast Network.
All right, Energizing EAM listeners, that is Christine Tusa. She is an account manager at Infor EAM. That's Infor EAM. You got to reach out to her. She knows. You could tell. You could tell she's passionate about the food and beverage industry, making you a success. Being able to just dig deep into that the data, and being able to provide those gemstones that are in that data for you to be a success. So. That's Christine Tusa. That's last name T-U-S-A, first name Christine. You will not be disappointed as well. You'll hear this interview, of course, out on industrialtalk.com/Infor EAM. That's industrialtalk.com/EAM. And download those doggone EAM documents. You've got to do that. You've got to keep on educating yourself. No doubt about it. You have to do that. This industry, the industry and what Infor is doing, they're responding to a rapidly changing industry, and you need that technology to be able to be a success in it. You just can't just be the old whatever you're doing in the past. You need new stuff. You need new tools. So find out more. Go out to industrialtalk.com/Infor EAM. Get those doggone documents as well as a 1 month free access to the Industrial Academy. Got to keep learning, keep learning, keep learning. So once again, be bold, be brave, dare greatly, change the world. That's what we're all about here at the Energizing EAM. Thank you. We're going to have another great interview on its way, so stay tuned.